future of water reform in the Murray-Darling Basin has been in the spotlight in recent months with allegations of water theft by irrigators in New South Wales and claims that the basin plan is being undermined by a lack of transparency and accountability. Well, now the first independent and comprehensive review of the basin plan by the Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists will be released today, and it will also conclude that water reform has stalled. The report says despite $8 billion being spent on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, it will not be delivered in full and on time. The Basin Plan was put in place by the Gillard Labor government in 2012 with the aim of improving water management in the Murray-Darling Basin from Queensland right down to South Australia and to ensure good quality water was delivered to households, farmers and the environment. Dr. Jamie Pittock is co-author of the report. He's an environmental scientist based at the ANU in Canberra. He joins us from Wodonga this morning there on the Murray. Jamie Pittock, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Your report basically says that the Basin Plan to date has been a disappointment. It came in with so much promise 5 years ago. What's gone wrong?
Well, sadly, Fran, yes, it has been a disappointment. The alleged theft of water in New South Wales is really just the tip of the iceberg. Sadly, government agencies have been captured by strong irrigation interests, and a whole lot of key measures have not been delivered that would make the plan effective. You know, these include things like metering pumps on water extraction points to ensure that the right volumes of water go to the environment and to people versus irrigation. They include things like state governments just not delivering the projects needed to make the floodplains wide enough to allow water to flow down and wet and re-inundate some of the floodplain forests.
Okay, let's talk about at least one of those things you mentioned there, the first one. After we had the revelations on Four Corners in July of water theft in the Murray, in the Barwon-Darling system, that triggered a rash of inquiries. But something as basic as a recommendation in the plan to have metered irrigation flows, why don't we have that?
Well, it's extraordinary. There's really been a failure, I think, between the federal government to ensure that they only pay the state government's monies on delivery of agreed outcomes like metering pumps. That really has to change. Sadly, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority hasn't been given the resources needed to undertake enforcement activities properly. And then a number of the states have been dragging the chain. So this moment, I think, is really a wake-up call for the state governments and the federal governments to recommit to implementing the Basin Plan. Last weekend, we had Prime Minister Turnbull and South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill come out with some strong and welcome statements that they would seek to rejuvenate the compliance enforcement and transparency mechanisms. And so it's now really up to the Basin Ministers to make the right decisions when they're scheduled to meet on December 19th.
So the Ministers will meet on December 19th. In the meantime, South Australia has announced a Royal Commission which will begin next year. Do you believe a Royal Commission is the right kind of instrument to try and work out whether the states, I mean, you said, you basically outlined there that the feds aren't putting the money in the right places to the states and the states are dragging the chain. Will a Royal Commission put that up in lights?
The Royal Commission would put it up in lights. It's not for me as a scientist to say what's the best mode of inquiry to get a particular policy change, but certainly having a state government put its resources behind seriously analysing these issues and coming up with solutions is one way of really identifying how we can find solutions here. You know, we're convinced that the Basin Plan can be implemented in full and on time as COAG recommitted to earlier in the year, but it does mean that the remaining $5 billion that the federal government has allocated needs to be spent well strategically to get the best outcomes.
So just to put that in dollar terms, which everyone can understand, because to be frank, when you're not on the river, I think, and living and breathing this, it is hard to get your head around the Murray-Darling Basin Plan and what's going wrong. $13 billion assigned, $8 billion sent, spent, $5 billion left.
Correct.
Are you saying the $8 billion spent has been wasted?
A lot of that has not been spent well. Some water purchases appear unusually high in terms of the volume returned. A lot of infrastructure that has been built doesn't appear to be a very cost-effective use of the money. So, a lot of that money has not been spent in a very targeted way.
And what about the $5 billion that's left? Is that enough to be spent well to make a difference? And what would being spent well look like?
Yes, the $5 billion could make an awfully good difference if it is spent in a targeted way. And so what we propose is that less money is spent on irrigation infrastructure, that more money is spent as regional development funds to help those rural communities that are particularly disadvantaged. You know, at the moment, most of the money is going as subsidies to individual irrigators, like $400,000 per irrigation business. But what that means is that the support businesses in towns miss out.
How's that happen? Because last week, the former policy director of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, Marianne Slattery, said, much as you did there, the basin plan had ended up benefiting big irrigators. How's that happened?
Well, those big irrigators are obviously got a lot of resources, and they are very effective at lobbying. They're very effective at putting forward infrastructure proposals. As we know, politicians love cutting ribbons on infrastructure proposals. And so the monies have been skewed in that direction. And so what we're calling for in the Wentworth Group is that more monies are available for local communities to spend on the priorities they identify for regional development.
And what would those priority projects be? Would it be, I mean, imagine the money needs to be spent in helping communities adapt to a future with less water in the river. Is that happening?
Well, sadly, no. Only about $200 million of the $13 billion has been allocated to regional development by communities. We're saying that that needs to be much more, and that regional communities should decide on the sorts of things it could be spent on. So that might be improved transport services, health services, tourism facilities, you know, a town like Deniliquin.
So outside the river?
They're not associated with agriculture, yeah, necessarily. But they are the sorts of activities, investments that might help generate more jobs and support local economies.
Jamie Pittock, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
A great pleasure.
Dr. Jamie Pittock from the Wentworth Group of Scientists, co-author of the Review of Water Reform in the Murray-Darling Basin, which is released this morning. Important to really get familiar with. And $13 billion was a big investment from this nation, and the health of the Murray-Darling is also a big investment in our future. So we really need to get this right before all that money's spent.